Whosoever, the universal call of Jesus Christ. The words of Jesus are not bound to one people group, one nation, or one generation. In the Gospels, Jesus repeatedly used the word whosoever. This single word proves that his invitation, his promises, and his warnings are for everyone who will listen and respond. The word whosoever tears down every wall of limitation and of discrimination, showing that his message is for all people in all times and in all places. Whosoever believes will have eternal life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. John 4:13-14 declares, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. This is for the whosoever will believe. Jesus shows that eternal life is not limited to the Jews, nor to those living in his day. The promise is for whosoever will believe and whosoever will drink. The invitation extends to every person regardless of their background, regardless of their culture, and regardless of the time period. Whosoever commits sin is in bondage, but whosoever believes is free. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever sins is the servant of sin. Whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And do you believe this? That's at John 11:26. Sin is a universal problem that enslaves whosoever will commit it. But the good news is also universal. For whosoever believes in Jesus will live forever. His words apply equally to all humanity because all are sinners in need of his saving power. Whosoever denies or confesses him will be judged by that response. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him I will confess also before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10:32-33. The word whosoever makes it clear. No one is exempt from this truth. Every person in every generation must decide whether to confess or deny Jesus Christ. The consequence of that choice is eternal, everlasting joy in the presence of the Father through Jesus, or eternal darkness and torment through the rejection of Jesus Christ. Whosoever desires to follow me must deny self. When he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Mark 8:34. Luke 14:27. Whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Discipleship is not limited to the first century followers of Jesus. It is the same requirement for whosoever will desire to follow him today. Self-denial and wholehearted devotion. Whosoever humbles himself will be exalted. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Pride and humility are not cultural or temporary issues. The words of Jesus apply eternally, promising that whosoever humbles himself will be lifted up by Almighty God. The repeated use of the word whosoever in the Gospels prove beyond doubt that the words of Jesus are for everyone, not just for the Jewish people, and not just for those who lived in his time. Whosoever believes will be saved. Whosoever sins is bound, but whosoever believes in Jesus is free. Whosoever confesses Jesus will be acknowledged before the Father, but whosoever decides to follow Jesus must deny self. Whosoever humbles himself will be exalted. The invitation, the promises, and his warnings reach across every border, every century, every heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. John 3:16. The word whosoever means you. It means me. It means all.